Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Did you see that gruesome injury?
With what?
The Lightning game the other night?
No.
Where the guy's hand got slashed? It was bad.
Really?
You know, he was like moving the puck with his hand, you know, like they do.
Right.
And got sliced.
By a skate or by a
no,
stick?
By a skate.
Oof. Those things are like razor blades. Yep. I mean, literally.
And Adam Sandler, in from one of the movies, you know, was like, I'm going to take my skate and beat you over the head with it.
I got Adam Sandler's here doing his comedy show. He's here last weekend.
Paul Reiser's coming to do his comedy
Paul
show.
Paul Reiser is coming. Mad about you. Star.
We'll be going to see him.
We'll be feeding him.
We'll feed them on Friday and go into the show on Sunday.
It's going to be amazing.
We'll say, I want to thank Vet Tix, even though that's not what I have to do. You know, I have to post a photo of me being there and post it to Vet Tix for them to give me the tickets from Vet Tix.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll be there. We'll make sure it happens. I'm excited. I think it's you think I should open for him or no?
I was afraid you were going to say something stupid like
Why
that.
Why would you
last
say
time.
That? I'm a funny guy. You don't think it's funny?
No.
Like I told Russell Peters I was going to open for him.
And I told you he won't.
Well, that's because you like always want to hold me back. Why can't I live between Russell Peters and Chuck Liddell? Like,
what?
Yeah, like they're neighbors. So I could like I have Chuck Liddell's ice bath on my backyard, like the ice barrel. And then Paul Reiser or whatever the other guy's name is. The Indian guy. What's his name?
You're such an idiot. Russell Peters.
That's the guy. So why I should just live with those guys. We can all work on our material every day. I can work on my jiu-jitsu skills because I got a fight coming up, so I need Chuck to help me. You know, what better coach than Chuck the Iceman Liddell?
What do you need jiu-jitsu skills in a celebrity pillow fight?
Well, at Bare Knuckle, there was two headbutts and an elbow, so I'm prepared for all disciplines in my celebrity boxing.
Well, I understand, but jiu-jitsu would never come in.
Oh, I would take it to the ground.
You know, if you can slide, you know, a headbutt in and not get caught, hey, big ups to, and I forget his name, you know, I see him all the time. They did a really good job because I hate warnings. The only thing worse than a warning is a stern warning.
Uh-huh. And a really stern warning.
I hate those super...
Super stern warnings.
Super stern warnings.
Oh, if you get... Like,
David Stern gives a lot of stern warnings.
Yeah, well, Facebook gave you a stern warning. It's a 30-day suspension.
That's not funny. I like that they stepped in.
They did.
You know, and instantly, you know, took the point.
And they did it twice. Like, they took the point away, and then when they did it a second time, he instantly called the fight, and he's like, that's it, no more. Like, you had your warning, you got your point taken away, and then you did a second time.
It's over.
Not professional. You're done.
And so I think everything would have been fine then, because he started to walk away.
Right.
And then your boy did the double bird.
Well, because he was... That's his right.
No, it's his right.
He can do that. He didn't touch him.
He got the easy win.
But he didn't want the win that way. See, fighters have a different set of pride. They don't want easy victories. Like, I don't want an easy fight for the celebrity boxing. I don't want some washed-up actor, some old over-the-hill like athlete that, you know, can't get out of bed, you know, without narcotics or assistance or help. You know, I want somebody that's good. I want to earn my stripes in this thing. That's what I'm going
Just
for.
Don't double flip them off.
If I lose, I'm flipping them off.
Oh, really? So you're a loser?
Well, I'm not.
So you can't lose in grace?
I'm not losing. I won't even allow myself to lose. That's the problem. Like it's a mindset.
Oh, you're willing to die in there?
I'm willing to die.
Shut up.
I'm willing to die. Shut up. I'm going to war.
Oh my God.
Randy Harris, I'm going to war.
You know, we're coming to you, and I'm probably going to get banned for this, but we're coming to you live from Torta Pizza, and I have a knife, and I'm going to stab you right now.
Whoa. That's a butter knife. It's going to take you way too long.
Think how bad that's going to hurt.
Like, where's OJ at? I can teach you how to stab.
You know better than you're going to war, because you're not.
Why isn't OJ in the Heisman house?
Don't say. Did you see? Do you watch? Well, you don't watch football. So on ESPN2 is the Peyton, the Manning cast.
Yeah, I heard it's great.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
They do a great job with it.
So Luke Bryan talked about the Heisman, uh-huh. that he is Man Award. Uh-huh. Tim Tebow auctions his Heisman away every year.
Oh.
And so whoever wins it gets to keep the Heisman for a year.
Oh, wow.
It's really a phenomenal.
Oh, that's cool.
So right now, Luke Bryan has it.
Okay.
So Luke Bryan called Jason Aldean, the other country star,
yeah,
who has a bulldog.
Okay.
And he asked him to bring the bulldog, and he's going to put peanut butter all over the Heisman Trophy so that his bulldog can lick the peanut butter off of Tim Tebow's Heisman.
It's a little weird. I mean, what? Cause just because of the Georgia rivalry with Florida?
Is Georgia, you know, bulldog, you know.
Yeah.
The number one team in the country again.
Speaking of bulldogs, how's Herschel Walker doing in his political campaign?
Going to have a runoff.
If you're going to have a runoff in politics, you want Herschel Walker. That's the guy. Of all the guys, that's the guy you want in the runoff.
That's interesting. I gave you the setup, the whole nine yards. That was pretty good.
All the yards. All the yards go to Herschel, don't they?
Well, we'll see in the runoff. I guess it'll be in like 4 weeks. So hopefully he won't be too tired from running for the next month.
And the Dr. Oz lost to the guy who needs a doctor. You know, maybe they could partner. Maybe they could just run together now. Like, and like, look, you talk, and I'll make sure you talk.
Did you see when stroke patient got up and talked?
Now you're getting banned for that. Like, take his point away.
Well, he was.
Like, I'm giving you another stern warning. Mr. Harris, you've been warned.
Did you see when he went and accepted? And he was like in cut off blue jeans and a sweat jacket. I'm like, this is your leader.
How come there's no Amish people running for office in Pennsylvania? Like, I mean, if you see a big like tour bus with like a triangle on it, like, you know, moving at 14 miles an hour down the highway.
The triangle is the Trigon for BYB that's coming to Tampa next Saturday.
See, do you like that ring?
I do like it.
There's nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to run.
You're going backing yourself in a corner.
And one of my favorite bare knuckle fighters, Tony Lopez.
Yeah.
Who was in the Forrest Griffin, Stephen Bonner fight when Tony Lopez fought Beltran at BKFC. So that'll be next Saturday. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
Good stuff. Both of our guests, I guess, got busy.
Okay.
I just called UFCPR. They're setting up for the press conference. It's an all-day thing.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Sure.
No free pizza for Matt Friola.
Well, he can get pizza when he gets back.
He can get it in there in New York City.
Yeah, but it's not as good as here.
I don't know.
Plus, he's a Tampa guy.
That really bad dollar pizza that's right by MSG is so bad it's good.
That's not true.
What part isn't true?
You like the dollar part. You like the 99 cent part.
No, I thought the pizza was...
Really?
It was good.
Okay.
It's just cold cheese pizza.
I was watching the movie Elf. I don't know if you're into holiday decorations. I don't know when it's appropriate for holiday decor to go up in your yards at this time of year.
A, never. And B, I bought a holiday shirt today.
Did you?
And the funny thing is, I saw this at a store. I really don't want to promote it too much.
Okay.
But it starts with K. And the beauty of this store is if you take something back there from Amazon, they give you a $5 gift certificate.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay.
So I got a t-shirt today for $4.
Wow.
Now, I saw this t-shirt when I bought some gifts there before. Tell me this isn't perfect for me.
Okay.
It's a Grinch t-shirt.
Okay.
And it says, Resting Grinch Face.
Yeah, that's you.
I love it. I love that.
You do have a resting Grinch face.
I don't even rest.
And thanks to Country Depot, you have a Grinch yard ornament, a nice 3 foot tall metal.
It's awesome.
Stand.
They have some really good stuff up there. Great at Country stuff. Depot.
John's amazing guy.
And be careful because it's real sharp. In the last storm, it fell and it sliced my screen.
Well, you better secure it because there's a hurricane coming, Randy.
I won't be here. I'll be in New York City. Well, MSG, UFC, then, 281.
Then if I come and steal your Grinch, I'll keep it at my house for a while.
And if I drive by...
we'll treat it like the Heisman. I'll keep it this year. You can auction it off next year.
All right. I'll auction it off
for charity.
Travel
it around.
I'll auction it off for charity.
Just travel around like, you know, every year pass the Grinch around.
$1,000. $1,000 donation to the Martine Grammatica Foundation, and you can hold my Grinch until Christmas.
He's already got money.
This is a charity.
He doesn't need my $1,000.
He'll be fine. All right. Let's hit a break. Enough of this stupidity, the shenanigans. David Feldman. BKFC when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson.
Just been waiting for a night like tonight. Might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you. I'm back. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida, with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tom Arnold for the Best Dad Sports Show, period, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
The Best Damn Sports Show. Remember that back in the day?
That was a great show.
It was all right.
But it was controversial because they said damn in it. Remember how far back that was? Like, we can't even, couldn't say that on TV. It was like risque.
Did the Bucks beat the Seahawks?
No.
So then they didn't get back on track.
They're not on track. They're going to be tired from the jet lag.
Seattle's going further.
Well, they'll go the other way.
No, they're not.
You don't know that.
Brady throws for over 100,000 yards. It is kind of crazy.
And if you were in his situation, would you have chosen football over family?
I don't believe that's the thing. All right, we'll get back to Tom Brady.
All right.
We may have to talk some Philadelphia Eagles because the Philadelphian is on the phone with us right now, the president of BKFC, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. Just wanted to touch base after another very successful event up the street in Orlando. Give me your thoughts about the whole night.
Yeah, great event. I mean, great crowd. I'm very enthusiastic. Some really, really good fights on there. Now, this thing just continues to grow. We continue to do more and more events, and it's becoming a real thing now. It's not a sparse thing anymore. It's not something that people don't think is going to work anymore. Now it's becoming a really legitimate thing, and we're happy about where it is right now, and it's a phenomenal success right now. I'm tired. I'm yawning. We have a huge 2023 coming up. It's going to be incredible. I did hear you mention the Philadelphia, the 8-0 Philadelphia Eagles. the best record that they've ever had at the beginning of their season. So very, very enthusiastic about that.
Does it bother you, and I know one of the biggest Eagle cheerleaders, you know, your assistant over there, Dave Cranston, that a lot of people are saying they really haven't beaten anybody yet. They have some games coming up, but that they could run this whole thing just because of the lack of talent that they're playing against?
I mean, it doesn't really bother us at the end of the day. Is, you know, even what they say in a fight, right, if you have a sloppy fight, a win is a win. So if they're winning, they're 8-0. They have the best team in the league. I think for the first time at this point in the season ever, they have the best record in the entire National Football League. So, you know, we're happy about that. I was able to go to World Series game last week at the Citizens Bank Park. I went to the most boring one, though, the one that was the no-hitter. So I didn't have a lot of excitement, but it was awesome, awesome atmosphere to be there. We saw so many people there. It was really a great time.
Any chance you got a foul ball? Because I can't afford the $400 that they're charging for them.
Nah, man. They had the net right in front of us. I did get lucky enough to have row one seat, so I was right there on the third baseline. But they had the net up, so no chance of that.
Look at you. But I want to ask you this, and I thought how I wanted to ask this, but you said a win is a win. Do you take a win even when it's a loss? And what I mean by, you know, Gian is a teammate. We used to fight out of the same gym or train out of the same gym in Def War. And I was a little surprised that Gian was going to get Reggie Barnett, and I didn't expect what Gian came and did. Yes, he lost, but I thought he put on a pretty decent performance.
Oh, he did. You know, let's talk about that fight, right? He's 1-0. In bare knuckle, former UFC fighter, comes to fight, hasn't fought in a long time, fighting our most active fighter, and probably, after watching that show, probably our most skilled bare knuckle fighter. Like, what I mean by that is he actually really learned bare knuckle more than anyone else, I think, so far. I think him and Lorenzo Hahn, and maybe one or two other guys are right
Mike
up
Richmond.
There.
Mike Richmond.
Absolutely. Reggie Barnett just looked sensational. He really came a long way. But Gian Herrera, however you say his name, he put on a hell of a performance, took punches, kept coming forward, threw some bombs. I mean, definitely going to continue to be a part of organization. Great, great guy and great, great fighter.
You know, fighters have always told me, you know, that you can learn even though, you know, you lose or you're losing an event. And, you know, as a non-fighter, I'm like, okay, whatever. I learned a lot of Gian, and I'm sure so did Gian from that. Like I said, and I'm not, you know, trying to downplay this too much. I didn't expect much from Gian, and he's a friend, and I thought he overdid. I mean, I was really impressed, with Reggie, you know, and like you said, he is one of the best boxers in bare knuckle. But I thought that was a hell of a main event.
I know, absolutely. And you know what? I actually thought he was going to give even a better fight than that. So I had high expectations of Gian, but, you know, I left that fight knowing that he's going to be back and knowing that he's a true contender now. So, you know, and he did want to fight at 125. So, you know, maybe moving him down to 125, he's just going to be too strong for those guys possibly. So we're going to see very, very soon.
Is there a title fight in the future for Captain Deadpool?
I mean, there's got to be, right? I mean, he's winning. I mean, he's looking more and more impressive now. He's looking more and more relaxed. He's, you know, he's fighting his game. So, you know, I'm sure there absolutely is going to be soon. But, you know, we have something to take care of before that happens, and we're going to announce that any day now. A big fight, which everybody's anticipating, and then, you know, we'll see what happens after that fight.
Before we move on to some events that are coming up later on this year and then obviously next year, I'd like you to talk about your cat-like reflexes and how quickly you got into the squared circle.
You know what it was? I would never have done that, but I saw Andy Glenn's back was turned, so he didn't even see what was going on. And I'm just getting so sick and tired of this crap, and I know you are too as a fan and a friend and a part of this organization. We're just getting tired of this shit, and I'm sorry if I just curse and shouldn't have. I'm so tired of it, and I just jumped in. A knee-jerk reaction. I did what I had to do, and I was just, you know, I don't want this to become a joke organization where they can just do these things. And, you know, certain things are going to happen to hype fights, but when you're in a fight, you headbutt the guy twice, You got stopped. You didn't want to really fight anymore. You wouldn't have headbutted the guy twice. Referee stops the fight, and then he turns his back, and then you attack the guy. Like, it's just something we're not looking for in this organization anymore. So, you know, I was only impressed from me of how fast I did get in the ring. That was my only thing that I was impressed with. I was like, yeah, I got in that ring pretty fast.
And big ups to Andy. I'll tell you what, you know, he handled it. The other thing that I dislike as much as the, you know, the crap that, like you were just talking about, is warnings and stern warnings and real mad warnings. I like that he instantly took the point and then he instantly stopped the fight. And I think that's what's going to stop a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, well, we had a talk with the officials after a couple of fights where people were getting hit when they were down. And we said, look, sometime they're going to get nipped because they're used to jumping on the guy, and it's going to be a hard habit to break. But at the end of the day, we're not tolerating it. So you could see that it did happen. We took a point away immediately. We disqualified a guy for it as well. I mean, these things are not going to be accepted anymore. And I think the fans and the fighters and everybody's going to appreciate that, but they're just not going to be accepted anymore. None of this crap's going to be tolerated. Look, you're going to have hype sometimes. You're going to have people doing things you don't like to promote the fight. I get that. And we'll tolerate that stuff. But inside the ring antics is done. It's over. We're not tolerating that anymore.
As you know, nobody is so glad to hear that more than I. So happy to hear that. Let's talk about moving forward. Title fight coming up in a couple different events, out west and then down in South Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. We got Joey Beltran versus Houston Alexander. Sorry, man. So tired here. But that's going to be a great fight. I'm really looking forward to them. Houston Alexander's coming off of two knockouts. Joey Beltran's making his comeback. You know, he always comes to fight. That's going to be an exciting one for the fans. We got a lot of great Nebraska guys in the undercard. I mean, we're already selling. We're outpacing anything that we've ever sold before in Nebraska, which is great. And then the following week, we go back to Newcastle, England. Well, first time in Newcastle, but go back to England. That show sold out as well. Smaller show, but I think it's about 2,700 seats, but that one sold out already. That's going to be a great fight with Mick Terrell, fighting Steve Banks, our 2-0 Thailand fighter, also former WBC Muay Thai champion. So that's going to be awesome. And then we move to December 3rd at the Hard Rock, where we have two title fights. Francisco Ricci will be taking on Dave Mundell, and Luis Palomino will take on the very, very popular Tom Choke. For 155-pound strap. It's going to be a great event. Tickets are selling like crazy there. And then we close out the year for our first show in Cambodia. And, you know, we do Thailand. We went to Cambodia because we're able to do some different sponsorships over there. So we're doing there. And we were able to, hype up the fight that we're going to have, the big fight we're going to have in March 18th in Thailand. It's going to be Bukal versus San Chai. It's going to be an awesome event. Just so much stuff planned for 2023. Closing out this year, crazy. It's just going to, you know, we're rolling. We are rolling and rolling and rolling. And, you know, we're getting the bigger team. We're getting more and more fighters on board. We're getting better partnerships. We're getting better sponsorships. We're getting, you know, everything is starting to pan out the way we wanted it to.
So, Dave, historically, we have a thing on the show called the Randy Rub. It's kind of like when fighters come on and they do the show, that's a good luck charm for them. They go on to win. And we have like a long history of Randy's success of, if you come on the show,
like I get credit
and they go and fight on Saturday night or Friday night, they win. But if they blow the show off, they typically lose. So on Saturday, I was happy to say that I have my own little luck streak going. Five of my clients fought on Friday night. Two of them fight of the night. And I would have been perfect, except two of my clients fought each other. So I just wondered, like, do you have any superstitions that you do, pregame rituals for each fight, a certain food you eat before, anything you do?
Do you even have time to eat before the fights?
We hardly ever eat before the fight. You know, the only thing that I do is I call everybody in my family the day to fight and make sure I tell everybody I love them. And, you know, it is a superstition thing, because the one time that I didn't, because I was fighting with somebody in my family, it was a horrible event, and I was like, man, we're just going to keep this going. But other than that, I don't have like a superstition food or anything else that I do. I just, it's something that we do. The wife puts a little note in my suitcase every fight now. So, you know, every dad and just have a great event, man. I mean, you know, it's just getting more and more professional. The production's getting better. Fighters are getting better. Quality of fights are getting better. Everything is just, you know, stepping up. And, you know, we're on the trajectory to be where we wanted to be. And this is crazy to say, though. You know, 4.5 years. It's funny because we just drove by the first warehouse that we ever did the fight in today because I had a meeting next door. And I was like, can you believe we did that underground fight there? And that's what kind of got me hooked on this thing, because two guys that really weren't skilled fighters just beating the hell out of each other. And I was like, this is it. And I got to see that again today, actually. So that was pretty cool. But no, man, I don't have any real superstitions. Just, you know, like I said, make sure I tell everybody in my family I love them that day, and we go.
Two final things for you, and you can answer it in either order that you want. A, headed to Puerto Rico. B, when are we going to start seeing the David Feldman action figure?
I don't know when we're going to see that, but we are aggressively now working on that docuseries, finishing that up, and that should debut in about March. It's going to be fantastic. You know, there's a lot of things in there that people didn't know about me that they're going to know about my upbringing and everything I went through. And I think they're going to appreciate the fact that we are where we are after everything we went through. And then Puerto Rico is going to be great, man. We're doing a tryout there December 10th. We're going to get a lot of local fighters involved. And then 2 months later, we're going to make our debut over there. I'm really excited about that because, as you know, Puerto Rico is a very, very big-time fight community over there. So, you know, we're pleased to be able to bring that over there. And then just so many different countries, so many different states we have this year. It's going to be a phenomenal event.
Awesome. Well, as always, thank you very much for your time. And just remember, I have a passport.
Awesome, man. Absolutely. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. That is the president of BKFC, David Feldman. Really good dude, and very happy to have been involved from the very beginning with him. All right. Let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll try again with UFC 281 right around the corner. Michael Trezano, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Danny Sheridan from USA Today, and you're talking sports with, I hate to say this, with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida, with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jonathan Silverman, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone What?
Who's Jonathan Silverman? Is that an actor?
Yeah, it's an actor. All right, let's head back up to NYC. I'll be there in the morning. Right now we're going to continue getting ready for UFC 281. Let's welcome back to the program Michael Trezano. Mike, how are you?
I'm great, man. How's everything with you?
Everything is good. Welcome back. How are you doing? Just the start of fight week, but how's everything going so far?
Everything's great, man. Chilling, taking it all in.
What's fight week like for you, and has it changed, you know, over the years?
Fight week's nice and relaxed, man. For me, it hasn't changed at all. I always keep it low key, relax, get the mind right. You know, all the hard work is done. So all I got to do is really just cut weight and then have some fun on Saturday night.
Do you try to not think about, you know, the task at hand, which is a fist fight on Saturday? And do you try to block it out, or do you try to think about, and, you know, that's why you're there, and you know, keep that on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I like to analyze the fight, you know, throughout the week. But, you know, I just try and stay calm and relaxed all week. You know, I don't want to stress myself out, and that's pretty much it. I mean, all the hard work has been done already. You know, all the game planning, everything I've done for the last 10 weeks is all that's going through my mind. So, you know, dialed in. That's why I like fight week, because it's a chance for me to get away from my everyday routine and just solely get my mind ready to compete.
So Saturday's like the first day of summer school.
You could say that.
Basically fighting in your backyard. I mean, is that a benefit? Is that, you know, is there good or bad or really immaterial where the fight is?
Yeah, man, I'm finally excited to fight close by home and have all my family and friends come out and support me. You know, the last few fights I've had have been at the UFC Apex, and there's not really that many fans that go there. So I'm glad to be back in a big arena, especially the mecca of fighting. It's been a bucket list of mine, and excited to be a part of it.
You know, and I was just going to ask you that, and, you know, I've been to 200 and some UFCs and World Series and Super Bowls and whatever, and I'm kind of jaded, and I'm like, yeah, it's just another arena, it's just another field. But it's MSG. Is it kind of different because it's Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the world's best have competed here. You know, most famous people in the world have done events here. You know, this is the place to be. You know, you're in the Big Apple, and, you know, it's been a dream of mine. So I'm excited to finally get my wish to compete there.
So Mike, my question is this. Just down the road from you there in Pennsylvania, the John Fetterman, who is running for political office, shows up to press conferences as a political figure in cut-off blue jeans and sweatshirts. But you're on Instagram showcasing your brand-new suit for your UFC fight. And so I kind of want to talk about that. Like, as a professional athlete, like, how important it is to have, like, a stylist or an image other than just showing up in sweatpants?
Yeah, I mean, it's all based on the person. You know, I'm usually not a flashy kind of guy, but I got the opportunity to work with this custom suit company, and they hooked me up, and I don't really have any dress clothes, so, you know, it worked out. And
well, you're polishing out, friend. That's the nicest suit I've seen. I mean, the inside lining, the USA, like, it's, that could be one of the flashiest suits I've ever seen.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm excited to wear it and showcase it. So, you know, I just figured I'd change it up. You know, it's MSG. Look good, feel good, fight good.
What's the craziest, strangest, funniest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight that you were in?
The craziest thing? be honest, I don't think I've really had any crazy things happen to me. Not that I could think of.
Okay.
You know, my fights have been pretty much just status quo fights.
Have you ever, because this has happened on a show when I was doing some NFL stuff, where, you know, your mind kind of drifts. You kind of forget, you know, I forgot a question, you know, that I just asked, you know, the athlete I was talking to. Has your mind ever wandered in the middle of a fight?
No, I've always been dialed in the whole time. I mean, the only time, like, I've ever, like, lost recognition of stuff was if I got rocked or something and I just don't remember getting hit.
Okay. Who do you like watching?
I mean, my favorite fighter that I watched for a long time was George St. Pierre. He was always my favorite to watch. But right now, I'd have to say I like watching Israel Adesanya fight. He's very technical. And I just I like when two very high IQ fighters get in there together and it's like a chess match. Yeah, I enjoy that kind of stuff over the typical crazy brawls.
Right. Can you watch a fight as a fan, or are you always watching trying to pick something up?
No, I could absolutely watch as a fan. You know, it depends. You know, if I just get off of a fight and I'm looking to get another matchup and I see some guys fighting in my weight class, I'll definitely watch it a little bit more intently than I would other weight classes. But other than that, I mean, for the most part, I could watch it and just enjoy the fights and be excited when they're exciting.
The reason I ask that is I'm a judge here in the state of Florida, and you know, I'm so dialed in when I'm judging that if I want to watch it as a fan and enjoy it, I'll purposely look away for 10, 15, 20 seconds, because then in my mind it says I'm not looking at it as a judge and I can just watch and enjoy it. Otherwise I'm you know, as a judge. So that's why I'm always curious, you know, if fighters can enjoy it and not, you know, be work.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely look at it probably differently than, say, somebody who doesn't train at all. You know, I look at the more technical aspects of it. You know, I'm not the average person saying, oh, just stand up and strike. Like, I understand what's going on. I understand how they feel in those situations because I've been there.
So you don't yell sweep the leg or anything like that?
Definitely not.
Get him a body bag, John.
Exactly. thoughts on your opponent?
He's a tough dude. It's exactly what I want, man. I always want to fight tough guys, and I want to test myself. You know, that's what it's all about for me. You know, I want to go in there and improve and grow and work through challenges. And that's how you grow, is by fighting tough people and going through tough obstacles. And he's a tough dude, and we're gonna have a good night Saturday.
Hey, Mike, I probably should know this answer before I even ask it as a owner of a pizzeria, but you're from Jersey. You know, what's the biggest difference between Jersey and New York style pizza? Like, what is it for you guys out there?
I mean, I don't know. I've been dying to have a slice of pizza for the last 10 weeks, but, I'd have to say, it doesn't get better than pizza in like Manhattan and Brooklyn and those areas. I mean, you go there, it's just different. I mean, I think it comes down to the sauce, to be honest. The sauce and the dough.
Any comment, or are you done?
Well, since you said 10 weeks without pizza, I am the inventor of the pizza diet. I became a professional bodybuilder eating nothing but pizza. I rode a bicycle from here to New York City to deliver that message in 2010. So for your next weight cut, if you want to come down to Florida and learn how to incorporate pizza into your weight camp, I can absolutely help you with that. And,
oh, that'd be amazing.
but I agree with you. I think Brooklyn is where it's at far as pizza.
And if you don't want to do that for your next weight cut, just come down when you don't have a fight.
Oh, yeah, just go down.
And just hang out and eat some pizza with us.
Come on down.
I think I would definitely do that. That way I don't got to worry about how much I'm eating.
Exactly. Well, we'll talk about it when I get up to MSG tomorrow morning. What can the fans expect to see when you get back in the octagon?
Fireworks. They're gonna see a great technical fight, you know, just great technique, and I'm just gonna pick them apart.
Well, thank you for your time. Have fun on Saturday. I know you will, I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong for coming on. And I'll see you at the press conference.
Got an 8-Man shirt on in his video. He's already got 8-Man swag.
Then he needs more.
Man, that suit looks fly, though. I can't wait to see it on TV.
Thanks for your time, Michael.
See you, buddy.
Likewise.
Have fun out there.
Have a good one.
Returning to Knockout Radio and returning to the Octagon on Saturday, UFC 281.
MSG.
MSG. And, you know, like I've always said.
It's big.
And it doesn't, but just but as I walk around,
it does matter.
It's cool. Now, I've still never walked around inside. You know, like, I know people that literally walk the entire arena, walk the entire, you know, park. I've only walked completely around Fenway that I can remember. I remember I went to Oakland as an Oakland Raider fan, and I didn't walk around.
Yeah.
I didn't walk around inside. I didn't walk around outside. I've been at, you know, Candlestick. I've been everywhere. I run into the press room, sit down and take a nap.
But I think it's bigger for the fighters to say, like, you know,
sure,
as you have a fantasy of, like, one day I'm going to make it to this. And MSG, like, the Garden, like, the Staples Center. There's certain legendary arenas that you dream about.
Been at Staples when Tito fought.
Huge.
Here's the thing that I dislike about Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
Okay. My first thought, and I hate to say this publicly.
The Knicks.
My first thought when I was at MSG involves and includes you.
Oh, because I was there.
No, you wasn't there. I walked by and it was a big Hulk Hogan thing.
Uh-huh.
And so when I saw Hulk Hogan, the first thing I think of is your dumb rump.
Well, I've been in MSG with you.
Well, but I'm saying that doesn't come to mind. What comes to mind is when I saw that big Hulk Hogan stuff. All right, so let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. We'll break down either the Buccaneers in Germany taking on Seattle, the fact that I saw on the four-letter network whoever this person was, his top 10 teams, and it includes the New York Jets.
For what?
Top 10 NFL teams right now.
Ever?
Right now, this season.
The Jets?
Check the Jets' schedule. Check their record. The New York Jets, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Stapson.
Came, I conquered, or should I say I saw, I conquered, I came. This little chico on fire, he know.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Scott Hamilton. You're listening to, or maybe you're not, to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Enjoy the show.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida, with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Congratulations to Vinny LeCavalier. Went in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame the other day.
Nice.
So my question for you.
Yes, we're both in it.
My question for you is to be in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, do you play in Florida? Are you born in Florida? Could you... lived in Florida, but you were a star or somewhere else. What in your mind, not what the Florida Sports Hall of Fame record is. I'm just asking what you think it should be.
So I'm also in the Sports Hall of Fame.
Which is a joke.
I was born in Indiana.
How are you in the Florida Sports
because
Hall of Fame?
Because I came to Florida.
Because you gave pizza to the guy who runs it?
No, because I came to Florida. Because I invented the pizza diet. Wow. I became a professional athlete. I was named GQ Magazine Elite Athlete of the Year. And I rode a bicycle to New York to deliver it.
All right. And I'm not saying this as whatever the wrestling thing is called, the shoot or the, what's the other one?
The what?
It's either a shoot or a something. You know, they would always say that's a shoot or
take one, down?
No, one's real and one's fake. I don't remember what the wording was. I'm being honest here.
Yeah.
You being in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
I am.
Dilutes.
No. Hell no. No, those people, those athletes can't do what I did.
I'm being honest with you.
Those athletes couldn't do what I do. They still can't do it.
What, ride a bicycle?
At 46, they still couldn't. They can't master nutrition. How many athletes can't make weight for fights? How many can't make weight
that's
for
true.
Football, for
all that,
camp?
All that's true.
Like, they can't stay conditioned year-round. They
I understand.
They don't have the skill and the discipline.
I understand all
I'm
that.
I'm a much better athlete than them.
No, you're not.
I just don't get paid their checks because I don't play their sport.
Like I've said, when a good athlete is called a legend, it's disrespectful to legends. You being in not even the same room, the same building, your name on a plaque in the same building as Vinny LeCavalier is hilarious and ridiculous.
I've done more for the next generation than he ever will.
That's not true.
That's absolutely true.
It's not true. First of all, nobody knows you.
That doesn't mean my impact's not felt worldwide.
If they don't know.
They don't know him.
They don't.
He walks in right now. No one knows who that guy is. Not one.
I'm going to disagree.
Not one person would know who he is when he walks in.
Okay.
Here. I saw him on the golf course and no one knew who he was.
Here's what we'll do.
His name was on his jacket.
Yeah, right. Okay. Here's what we'll do.
He was wearing a sweater.
The only reason why more people would know you in this building than Vinny LeCavalier is because you pay all these people.
That's not true. My picture's not on the check.
You pay people in bills with your photo over Thomas Jefferson.
He has his name and his number on his sweater that he wears when it gets cold. I don't even have a sweater.
I'm going to give you credit for calling it a sweater.
I don't even have I don't even have clothes on. I'm naked. And people know me better. Go to Times Square. Ask the Nick Cowboy about me tomorrow when you get there.
A, I'm not going to talk to anybody who's naked.
His name's Robert.
I
just tell him I said hello.
I'm not doing it.
Just go.
Because last time I did it, he looked at me like a deer in headlights.
Is that true? Let him wear he'll let you wear the guitar. Just say, Matt
said. Oh, yeah. I want to wear something that's been up against his naked body.
Oh, I wore it, too.
That's why I wouldn't do it.
You've never shared a guitar with another man?
No. And I wouldn't get in an ice barrel with you and another man either.
Well, then you don't want to really win. Because the guy who got in the ice barrel got fight of the night.
He didn't get fight of the
he
night.
He did get fight of the night.
I don't think he did.
Travis and J.R. Ridge both got fight of the night.
When did that get announced?
2 days ago.
Because I spoke to him yesterday, and he said, I better get to fight of the night.
I talked to Travis. It was confirmed. He said he got it.
He didn't know yesterday. He does know that a deli has a sandwich called the Animal now.
Really?
Yeah. He posted it on the Book of Face.
Okay.
See, I'm able to look at Facebook. I'm not able to post on Facebook.
Right. That's why it's been peaceful. Like, you know, every time I open my page, it's not me being tagged in something obnoxious or stupid.
Okay. Well, A, you're wrong because I've been posting since Friday. I was only banned for 4 days. And how about David Feldman in row one at the World Series?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Real question. If a bench clearing brawl comes onto the field and when he's sitting row one, does he still run on the field and take somebody down?
Well, no, because it's not his organization.
I would like to see him be true at all sporting events. If he's front row and a skirmish breaks out, I want the David Feldman takedown every time.
If David Feldman went to another combat sport event, he wouldn't do it. It's because this is his baby.
Right.
You know, he's livid at donkey number one for responding to donkey number two and causing a brawl.
But how about Dave Feldman with the quickness? I mean, the hand on the neck from the all the way to the mat. Like,
yeah.
So do you think Feldman could do MMA?
Well, no, he could do WWE.
Oh.
You know, he learned that, you know, from The Undertaker. That's The Undertaker.
Yeah, it is The Undertaker.
You know.
Now speaking of the WWE, Logan Paul.
Phenomenal.
Like jumped off the top rope with the social media cam.
Yeah, phenomenal. He is killing it.
Landed on your boy, Roman Reigns, like in Saudi Arabia?
Nobody expected him to be this good.
He's that
this
good.
Quick. He is that,
he's
good.
That good.
He was this good at the very beginning when he first was with The Miz. Now, I saw a show and they were listing things and they said The Miz, Mike, whatever his name is, who is from a reality TV show. Yep. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, he is.
Real World or Rules or whatever.
Road Rules.
And this was his goal. He is the number one heel in the history of professional wrestling.
Wow, that's huge.
And that says a lot. And people love working with him. You know, and that's the thing, that when people get caught up in this on how great guys they are.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember I saw a couple of them, and one I think has since passed away, when WrestleMania was in Orlando. These are bad guys.
Right.
And people are in line to take pictures, and I saw the one guy, you know, he was part of the long, you know, the group where they all had the long beards, part of Bray Wyatt's, you know, family.
Sure.
You know, and they're like, it's just our job. Sheamus told me that at Titus O'Neil's event, which got moved, by the way.
The food fight got
moved to January. So I still have the tickets. We'll give them away, you know, mid-December. And I was talking about it. He goes, you know, that's just a role, right? You know, I play my role right, but there's a lot of people, and this was the whole thing on The Undertaker, that he never left character, ever. If you saw him in public, he was The Undertaker.
I mean, Jimmy Hart's the same way. I mean, it's some of those legendary guys.
Hold on a second. Hold on. No. You're wrong. That is Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, that's right.
Jimmy Hart's not playing a role.
Right, that's just him.
That's Jimmy Hart.
Right.
No, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
That's
true. Jimmy's an awesome dude.
And he's always a character.
He's always him.
Well, he's on.
That's not a character. Paul, The Undertaker, is in character. That Undertaker thing. And then if you've seen him on the Stone Cold Bone Crusher, whatever his talk show is, he talks normal. He is normal. You know, that's the difference. Jimmy, yes, that's his role, but that is him. He's not acting. You know, he talks like that. He walks like that.
And you're right about the guys. Like, you know, I think John Cena has the record now for the most Make-A-Wish come true events, or he's met with more kids than any other athlete or celebrity in history.
I've heard things about John Cena, and whatever I've heard, whether it's true or not, it gets washed out because of that. And it's not, he just went and met somebody in another country. Wow. He happened to be in Europe.
Uh-huh.
He got word about something, and he met somebody in another country.
That's awesome.
You know, and it's still great if you make time, you know, people look up to you. And the whole Make-A-Wish thing is, unfortunately, and I think I've told the story from Vin Diesel hates me.
Oh, yeah, he does.
You know, Rico Rodriguez has told me that Vin Diesel hates me.
Really?
He's never met me. And it's because I set up, through the help of Rico, a Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
And Vin talked to this person or whatever, and then this person passed away. Unfortunately, that's the Make-A-Wish. They're trying to get a wish, to grant a wish for a terminally ill child.
For sure.
And so, unfortunately, that is that way. So anybody who's going to make time for anybody, but for Cena to get on a plane, get in a car, walk across, you know, and they all do it. I'm not saying that John's done it, you know, bigger, better, but he's done it bigger, better.
The most. He's done the most.
And most requested.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm kind of a WWE fan. I mean, I used to be bigger. He wouldn't be my guy. But again, I'm not 9 years old.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know, I can't see you, so it doesn't really matter, right. You know. Sean and I believe we were at his very first WWE match.
Oh, really?
Which could have been WWF back then.
Right.
You know, he came out as like the Wahlbergs with the boom box and the big chain. And I believe it was in Tampa. So big ups to him. You know, and again, what you do, you know, and Sean and I were talking about this the other day. You know, you can do so much more than just donating money.
For sure.
You know, celebrities that donate money, fantastic. But the ones that give time, you know, show up and change, and big ups to John Cena.
So to win your Grinch $1,000 auction, I don't have to give money? I can give my time?
Sure.
Sweet.
I need you to move all the crap out of the house that just sold.
Okay.
Find a place to put all the crap that I need to move. The beauty of that house was the garage, because I had all my crap in the garage.
Is the garage still available? There's stuff still in the garage.
Well, the owner is turning it into a gym, so maybe you could set up your gym there.
I could take all the stuff out of the garage for you. I can get rid of that stuff.
I'm sure you could.
And go back to the Feldman thing. How come you don't tell me you love me every time I go before like a big sporting event?
I'm going to assume that when David says it, he means it.
Well, it would be nice to get a text from you like, hey, buddy, just thinking about you, love you, have a good time at the BKFC. I know you're ringside. Don't hurt anybody. Save your hands for your fight.
All right, let me ask you a question. If you'll answer it honestly.
Okay, I'll try.
Do I need to be truthful?
Sure.
Okay, then I could never text that. A, I don't care what you're doing.
Okay.
B, I don't love you.
Oh.
And C, get in a fight. I don't care.
Come on, big guy. You don't care about me.
Big. What's the Philly thing that you said? That they all say?
Billy, oh, my man.
My man.
My man.
My man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Speaking of my man, I had sat in Caleb Bittnott's seat during the BKFC, and they have stickers on all the chairs. Somehow the sticker had come off on my back. So I'm walking around the crowd with a Caleb Bittnott sticker. So it was quite embarrassing. It was like the toilet paper stuck to the shoe kind of thing.
Finally, from what I understand, when that brawl happened, and it was awful and I can't stand it, everybody stood up. Some people jumped into the squared circle.
They did.
Except Mike Perry. He didn't move.
And I didn't. And I walked past Mike Perry as he stays seated. And I went and got between the ring and my family, who was sitting front row, because I had my daughters in attendance.
I thought
and my
you
wife.
Said they were sitting with a badass. They didn't need you.
They were sitting with Reggie Pena.
Right. They didn't need you.
He was there. So I was like.
You, my friend, are no Reggie Pena.
You don't know that. He's a roofer. I mean, I could put down shingles.
Could you? I need some shingles put down on
no way, no way. I have shingles. That's what the doctor said. I forgot. No, but I had to make sure I was protecting my family. In case that thing went outside the square circle and got into the crowd, I would not.
You would give that look like, I'm going to kill you. They'd punch you in the face. You'd fall down.
Well, if I fell down before they hit my kids, then it's not worth it.
Okay. I want to thank everybody. It was shenanigans. It was a lot of fun. I do miss the co-host, Caleb.
I got a sticker.
I didn't hear from him.
I was here. Look, I'll turn around.
Yeah, there you go.
Just read the back.
All right. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio. Your Twitter's probably not up. The website's up, knockoutradio.com. You can listen to the show. You can send us information. You can email us and tell us how bad we are. You can tell me to fire Matt. I'd be more than happy to do it. Headed to MSG in the morning. Until then, have a good one. This has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. See everybody next week. Fashion, get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna data center phone that loves to blow my money for me.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.